A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and of the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. right hand of God raise me up. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. I shall never die, I shall live, telling his deeds. Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out to the tomb. They both ran. But the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. The gospel presentation for this first day of the week, this Easter day, presents us with details that are nonsensical in terms of what people would expect when going to tend to the burial site of one that they have loved. Last night's gospel presented us with the Marys that had been with Jesus throughout most of his public ministry, but especially at the end of his life, as he lived in those moments of torture on the cross, being taken down and entombed with great care and with great attention was given to the reality of the burial of Jesus. The women remained well after the tomb was secured, the body placed in there. They pondered, they contemplated. All of us can understand how difficult it is to leave from the site of the burial site of one that we love. It's difficult to walk away. We want to savor the time. We're trying to allow ourselves to come to terms with what has happened. That was the scene last night. And as they returned following the Sabbath to go and take care of things as the law prescribed, there was inexplicable discoveries. Last night, an angel appearing like lightning, an earthquake, the guards that were set there to secure the tomb because the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the authority of the time remembered that Jesus had said that he would rise up on the third day. Interesting, those who were the enemies of Jesus remembered and prepared, whereas those who were the friends of Jesus walking with him somehow either forgot or were so distraught by what happened they couldn't deal with it. But be that as it may, we are presented with Mary of Magdala, who has been given the title the Apostle to the Apostles of the Resurrected Christ. And she at this point is looking at what happens, and she goes back, running back. She tells Peter and John and the others that someone has taken the tomb. This is her assumption. And so they go running, we see it. Love, the beloved disciple, inspired by love, outruns the other, but he doesn't go in. Many speculate because out of respect for the position that Peter was given by Jesus as the chief of the apostles, the one who was entrusted with the keys. Love, this defers to authority. Peter goes in, and then John goes in. He sees, we're told, and he believes. But does he believe instantaneously? The verb that is used in the Greek says that it might have been the verb that means he was beginning to believe. But what we are being entrusted with today is the reality of what constitutes faith coming to understanding. In the first reading, we hear Peter, after being enlightened and gifted with the Holy Spirit, he can speak with full understanding and conviction as to all that God had intended from the beginning, not only having planned for Jesus' crucifixion, but especially the resurrection and the consequences that would follow. And so we are led to think on this reality today, and also to remember, how is it that we as human beings, we look at situations in our lives. I think of first responders. I think of those who have palliative care in the hospitals and other facilities in the nation, in the world. These are people who are very committed to their work and their care of one who may never recover, one who is on the way. They are in a process of dying, and yet these people attend to these persons in their lives that they have charge over with this sense of what I'm doing makes a difference. It has significance somehow, some way. That possibly, I believe, is a result of the spark, the divine spark that we receive when God created us. There is something about us that doesn't want to give up, that refuses to let go of hope. And so today, we, like the disciples then, we go to the tomb, and it's highlighting the fact that they saw the burial cloths, the linen, very expensive linen, which dispels the idea that somebody actually came and stole the body from the tomb. No grave robbers would leave those linens behind. We're also meant to remember how Lazarus was called forth from the tomb. He was still wrapped from head to toe, and Jesus instructed him, untie him, let him go. That was a resuscitation. As we know, Lazarus would have to die yet again. Jesus' death was once and for all. A new creation is unfolding before us. And I believe it's encouraging for us to realize that inasmuch as we did not have the privilege of walking with Jesus in the human nature he assumed for those days that they were so privileged to have, we are by no means at a disadvantage. Because we are being shown that the relationship with someone whom we love, in fact, who has loved us first, enables us to make a response of love, and a response of love that moves us to a gradual understanding of what we have come to believe. Let us have a sense of urgency. Let us increase our efforts. Let us move with purpose towards those people in our lives, those situations, those circumstances, which we may not be able to change the direction of, but we can be present to and speak life to and give meaning to based on what we have received. How was it possible for Peter, for John, for Thomas, all of the others that remained faithful to Jesus, even though at the end they were struck with disbelief and scattered this way and that way, as Jesus predicted would happen? They shall strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. And yet, the one who stood at the foot of the cross with Mary, the mother of Jesus, is accompanying Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. What is it all meant to impress upon us? Love never fails. With God, all things are possible. We hear these words, we speak these words, we say them, but do we truly understand what it signifies, what it's realizing within us? Today is a day for new discoveries, renewed faith, hope, and charity. Let us take courage. As St. Paul reminds us, if you and I who have died with Christ through baptism, we know we have also risen with him. Therefore, let us keep our eyes fixed on the things of heaven, not on this earth. Everything is changed now. We are called to bear witness to this. We are called to be those who rejoice in today, the day that the Lord has made, in every day following, because the resurrection, the reality of the resurrection, isn't a one-time event. It's always unfolding in time and space. And you and I are the recipients of this miracle. You and I are the ones who receive the medicine of immortality in every Eucharist, enabling us to no longer simply be recognized as the friends of Jesus. We are now brothers and sisters of the Lord. As Jesus said last night to the women, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Galilee by the sea. Why Galilee? Because whenever you and I encounter the trials and tribulations of life, when we become disillusioned, it's important for us to go back to the place where we first experienced our first love. God is our first love. Let us not be afraid. Let us continue to seek after the one who says, seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Well, isn't it wonderful? We didn't have to knock at the stone that was rolled across the tomb to open it up. It was already rolled away for us. And why? Not for Jesus' sake, not for God's sake, but for our sake, so that we could look in and see that everything is exactly as God planned it to be, despite the improbabilities, despite what we would not have expected to discover. Today, this day, is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. God love you.